This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Romans. That's where we're at. We're about to get started here in a moment. We're in the middle of a sermon that started on Monday entitled Behave Like a Christian. Now, that title comes from the subject heading. If you have a New King James Bible, when you get to chapter 12 of Romans, it starts with the verse, "Let love be without hypocrisy." And then Paul goes on teaching from there, and that it, he says, "Abhor or utterly hate with a disgust what is evil. Love or cling to what is good." So that's where we're at here today. Prior to getting started, I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight, where we're looking at three things that are lost. We're looking at the lost coin and the lost sheep and the parable of the lost son. Luke chapter 15 at Island Community Church tonight, 6 o'clock. Love to see you. 6 to 7 o'clock. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you. Sunday morning, my sermon is on Thanksgiving. We're looking at, we're going to stop and exhale for a minute, and let's just stop and see reasons that we ought to be thankful, and let's give thanksgiving to God for all that He's done. Where you'll find Thanksgiving in the Bible. So that's where we're at. Those are things going on at the church. What's going on here in the radio? Behave like a Christian.
Again, abhor what is evil. So let me encourage you here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. You say, well, it's not fair. The world is just, seems like sin is winning. The Bible says this, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God or obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Now, I'm in negotiations with God right now as we speak. I'm trying to get some 35-yard line seats for this. I want to be there and see this when this happens. It's just for all the evil that's going on in the world. We long for the day. We're not alone. That's what they say up in heaven, too. How long, O Lord, until you avenge ourselves? And it says it was given to them white robes and they were told to chill out. Here, put on this jacket. Revelation 6:9. Number 3, cling to what is good. Cling, like static cling. You ever take 2 shirts out of the dryer before? Or else when you were a kid, to get even with your brother, you go like this on your carpet and go up to them Give him the mother of all shocks. Cling. Greek word kaleo. It means to glue or to stick together. It means to cement or fasten together. Cling like glue to what is good. Cling like glue to who is good. That's the Lord and your friends here at church. Your godly friends that you know. Cling to what is good. 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good morals. You stay away from bad people. Oh, let me say that again. Stay away from bad people. Stay away from people that'll bring you down. Stay away from suckers that'll drain you of everything you have. Well, how are you doing? Well, under the circumstances. I hate that phrase. You should be over the circumstances, not under them. I can do all things through Christ. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Should this turn into a pep talk? I don't mind. Really, we preach the word here. Let me encourage all of you. God has got your back. You've got the victory. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. God is for me. Who can be against me? Right, Maria? Cling to what is good. Hang around good people, godly people. Verse 10, and two more commands. Be kindly affectionate towards one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. All right, we got three Greek words translated love. Kindly affectionate is actually two of them. In Greek, that means love, love. Philostorge is that word. Love, love. Brotherly love is the word philo and adelphos, brother. Put it together, it's Philadelphia, like a city up here in the United States. Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Philo is a lesser form of love, like a fondness. Philostorge is a love amongst family brothers. Philadelphia is a brotherly love amongst Christians. So, command number four to write down in your list, love one another. Toward the end of the Apostle John's life, when he was a very, very old man and living in Ephesus, they would wheel him out in a wheelbarrow on Sunday mornings so that he could go to church. And the only thing he said at the end of his life, his message whispered, like a broken record. You know what it was? Love one another. Love one another. Love one another. I must have got tired of hearing this. That's all he said. After he got off of Patmos, after he wrote the book of Revelation. Love one another. John wrote so many things on Christian love, including these verses in 1 John. If we love, notice how this is conditional. It's if we, not if he. If we love one another, God abides in us. And his love has been perfected in us. And going backwards, we've got these verses. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God. For God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. The Christian faith is big on love, in case you haven't noticed. And this is the telltale sign that you are a Christian. Love one another. Okay, next up, number five on this list. Esteem others better than yourselves. Philippians 2:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. You know what vainglory means? Vain means worthless. Glory means praise. You know what worthless praise is? That's praise that goes your way instead of praise that goes his way. Vainglory. Let nothing be done through, now New King James says, selfish ambition or conceit. But in lowliness of mind, let us each esteem others as better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but for the interests of others. That about says it all, doesn't it? If the entire church did this, there'd be no strife anymore. There'd be no division in church anymore. If we would put the interests of our neighbor in our sights and our own interests in the rear view mirror. But your neighbor's got your interests under his concern. You've got his. He's got yours. Don't worry about what's in your rear view mirror. What's in your rear view mirror is in his sight. And what's in his rear view mirror is in your sight. That's how the church is supposed to work. Don't be selfish. Put others, esteem others as better than yourself. For everything. The music that you want, the things you demand in church, the things you demand of the pastor, the things you demand of the worship leader. Want what your neighbor wants ahead of you. As your neighbor wants what their neighbor wants ahead of them. Everyone's happy and there's no strife. That's how it's supposed to work, right? Sacrifice. Verse 10. Oh, by the way, how are you doing so far on your list? We've gone through five. Love genuine without hypocrisy. We're doing all right with that? I think so, for the most part. Abhor evil. I know everyone in this church does well with that. Everyone here hates evil. If not, if you don't hate evil, I'd ask you to please leave. Please. Frequent some other church. No, don't even do that. I don't wish you on anyone else. Cling like glue to what is good. So the Apostle Paul's here. He's giving you commandments on how to live right, how to make God proud.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.